Dr. Shamar, dictating a progress note on Heidi Duncan. Last name D-U-N-C-A-N, Heidi's H-E-I-D. I, and the place was Conquest, KFC on Zero, period. Very interesting. Ms. Duncan will see regarding hypertension, hypothyroidism, bipolar disorder, but is also asked to do a dementia workup, period. Hearing a history of bad illness, staff at the home has noted a cognitive decline over the past 2 months, period. Her memory has declined, period. She's forgetful and she would forget to take a shower when asked, period. Some days are better than others, period. She came to this place around March 9th, 2022, and was confused but better, but since it's gotten worse, period. In February, she had a left arm fracture. She was diagnosed as having CPD also, period. She was using oxygen, period. Her daughter's her guardian, period. Her cigarette smoking has been reduced but not stopped, period. Paragraph, her blood pressure is slightly elevated today, period. There's no acute headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. She does get short of breath quite easily, though, period. She does have a history of moderate persistent asthma. It bothers her slightly, period. She also has left arm pain and right knee pain, period. Is a past history of alcohol excess, but none recently, period. Her mentation is better on some days than others, period. Paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chill. Eye, no complaints. CT, no complaints. Respiratory, she gets short of breath sometime. She was not short of breath when seen, no cough or sputum, period. Cardiovascular, angina or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. CNS, she gets occasional headaches. Musculoskeletal, she has left arm pain due to a previous fracture and has some residual pain, period. The paragraph, past history. Asthma, arthritis, migraine, stroke, back pain, alcohol abuse, psychiatric problems, hepatitis C virus, anxiety, anemia, urinary incontinence, seasonal allergies, sinusitis, constipation, paragraph family history. Father is alive and has diabetes, blindness, hypertension, and alcoholism. Mother died at 32 of a brain aneurysm and may have had a stroke from that period. There also is a history of alcohol excess there. She has had hypertension, COPD, and other mental illness, period. Paragraph examination. She is not acute distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 129 over 79, pulse 94, respiratory 16. Head and neck. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal, doing good, pupils fully active, light, the next up will no mass or no, lungs, clear to professional auscultation, cardiovascular, normal as long as two, no gout, no murmur, abdomen, soft, no tendon, organ, wiggling, CNS failures normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, decreased left shoulder into motion, otherwise normal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Paragraph, the faulty mini mount status test was done, period. She scored 23 out of 30, period. She lost 4 points in orientation to place, period, chilling through the year. lost 1 point in orientation. She lost 4 points in orientation of time, going only the year. She lost 1 point in orientation of place, not knowing the county. She did recall one out of three objects, period. She scored 2 out of 2 in block drawing, period. Paragraph assessment and plan, 1. Mrs. Duncan has slightly elevated blood pressure and other readings have been up, so I am adding Losartan 50 milligrams daily, period. She's to continue on Lonabine 5 milligrams daily, period. Paragraph, the new line number 2, she has asthma and I'm continuing Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs daily plus ProAir HFA, 1 puff every 4 hours if needed. 3, she has hypothyroidism. I will continue on thyroxine 25 micrograms daily and check a TSH, period. 5, she has evidence of mild cognitive impairment and testing so far limited to memory, period. Fluctuates a bit, period, and I'll watch for the development of dementia such as Alzheimer's. And I'll check the CBC and a comprehensive metabolic panel and folate at B12 level, period. Then she has bipolar 1 disorder. That's all. Continued Depakote DR 50 milligrams BID plus Zyprexa 2.5 milligrams at noon. Plus 15 milligrams of Zyprexa at bedtime, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.